Tennessee is about to get its first new bank in a decade. The name may be familiar. Tennessee Bank and Trust, which has been part of a bigger company, is now striking out on its own, and that bucks a recent trend, WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
There hasn't been a new bank in Tennessee since before the financial crisis. Rather than starting up, institutions in Tennessee have been getting out of the business at a rate of about one a month. Tennessee Bankers Association President Colin Barrett blames what he considers onerous regulations intended to rein in Wall Street.
The reason banks are getting out is the same reason that banks are not starting, because those challenges are the same.
Barrett says even small banks are having to hire compliance experts rather than more loan officers, making it harder to turn a profit. It's also harder on consumers, he says. The shrinking number of individual banks, particularly in rural areas, has made loans a bit tougher to come by. As Tennessee Bank and Trust announced its approval for a new state charter, a spokesman pointed out that regulators are now practically begging for new applications after years of discouraging the creation of new banks. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.